From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 17-year-old student armed with a shotgun and a pistol opened fire at his Texas high school here in the U.S., killing 9 students and a teacher, another 10 people wounded. Paige Curry is a student at Santa Fe High School, southeast of Houston, where the shooting happened. She said she was not surprised.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere. I was ready to run out, but my teacher told me to hide instead, so that's what I did.
President Trump reacted to that Texas shooting.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe.
The alleged shooter in Texas is in police custody and has been charged with murder. Series of explosions killed at least 8 civilians, wounded more than 40 others in eastern Afghanistan, and authorities have yet to identify the type of explosion. No group claiming responsibility for the bombings, but authorities are suspicious that the Islamic State group might be behind the attack. The terror group has carried out similar attacks before in the same province. World Health Organization is warning that the Ebola outbreak in northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo poses a very high public risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern. There are 25 reported deaths from the outbreak so far. WHO says 14 of the 45 cases of the disease have been confirmed as Ebola. This is VOA News. More than 100 people died when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana's main airport. It was on a domestic flight in Cuba. Officials say 3 survivors were pulled from the wreckage and are in critical condition in the hospital. A witness said the jetliner made an abrupt turn after it crashed just after taking off, and then the plane caught fire. UN Human Rights Council has voted to set up a commission of inquiry and to look into a deadly crackdown on protesters in Gaza by Israeli forces. Israel condemned the resolution, which was put forward by a group of countries, including Pakistan, and the United States decried it as an example of a biased focus on Israel by the Council. Theodore Allegra represents the U.S. on the Human Rights Council.
The United States is committed to advancing a lasting and comprehensive peace between Israel and the Palestinians. We want nothing more than a peace that offers a brighter future to both Israel and Palestinians. The continued anti-Israeli violence bias of this council does nothing to promote that future.
Israeli troops have been carrying out live fire into Gaza during Palestinian protests. Those are demanding repatriation to Israel. On Monday alone, 60 Palestinians were killed. Israel accuses Hamas agitators of attacks on Israel, shielded by the protesters. Experts remain concerned about when Hawaii's Kilauea volcano will calm down. More explosions from the summit sent ash and rocks 9,100 meters into the sky. David Ige is Hawaii's governor.
You know, we had anticipated that and we had prepared for the event. It was relatively short-lived, as you know, but clearly the ash and the fallout is still with us.
Scientists are saying the eruption was the most powerful in recent days, though it probably lasted only a few minutes. Meantime, more explosive eruptions from the summit are anticipated. Experts say the greatest ongoing hazard stems from the lava flows and the hot toxic gas spewing from open fissures that are close to homes. In a few hours, Britain's Prince Harry and American Meghan Markle will be married. Huge crowds gathering in historic Windsor as well-wishers try to get a glimpse of the royal couple. Ceremony is due to begin midday in the 14th century St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle, where Prince Harry was baptized in 1984. Some 600 guests have been invited, mainly those with direct relations with the couple. In addition, more than 2,500 others in the public admitted onto the castle grounds. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.